And in case you're just tuning in this morning, all morning long, we're talking about obesity and weight management. In the studio with me now to talk about the impact obesity has on women, we're joined by Dr. Antherica Lane. She's an OBGYN at the Christ Hospital. It's our pleasure to welcome Dr. Antherica Lane back to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me again.
No problem. So let's talk about women and obesity, and women in particular. What do the stats tell us about women and obesity?
Well, actually, about one in three non-Hispanic white women are considered obese. But interesting enough, black women are actually more likely to be obese than Caucasian, Hispanic, or even Asian women.
And very generally speaking, I know you are OBGYN, but generally speaking, what are some of the biggest health issues we see when women, when they are obese?
Well, in general, of course, you're looking at those diseases that we're familiar with, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, high cholesterol. But in regards to gynecology, there's also an increased risk of endometrial cancer, which is related to the uterus, or even breast cancer. And there's also an increased risk of colon cancer.
Okay. Now, Dr. Lane, we had you on the show a few weeks ago, and you talked about this, but I want to talk more in depth about this. Let's talk about the role obesity plays in. How does that factor in when we look at women and their ability to get pregnant?
Yes, that's a very important question when it comes to women health. Obesity is related to infertility from the standpoint of obesity can increase your levels of insulin in your bloodstream. And the levels of insulin, when they become high, there's this whole complex series of hormonal changes that occur, but it results in increased levels of testosterone. And when you have increased levels of testosterone, which is a male type hormone, it increases a woman's risk of anovulation, which means that with every cycle that they have a menstrual cycle, they are not ovulating with each cycle. And in order to get pregnant, you need to be able to ovulate. That egg is necessary to be present in order to join with the sperm.
Okay. And so let's talk about this now. When you're working with women and let's say they're obese, how does the prenatal care differ in obese pregnant women than other women? Is it different for women? How do you work with women there?
Yeah, actually, prenatal care is different and should be different. There are some concerns that need to be addressed earlier on. There is a test that we do in pregnancy called the 1-hour glucose challenge, or we might describe it as a diabetes screening test. And typically that screening test is done between gestational weeks 24 to 28. But when someone is obese, meaning their BMI is over 30, BMI meaning body mass index is over 30, then we should begin to test for diabetes earlier. So at that first prenatal visit, your doctor may begin to talk to you about screening for diabetes early. The other condition to be aware of is something called obstructive sleep apnea. And obstructive sleep apnea is a condition when you stop breathing during your sleep. And patients who have obstructive sleep apnea are at increased risk for obstetric conditions like preeclampsia, eclampsia, cardiomyopathy, or diseases of the heart, pulmonary embolism, which is a blood clot in the lungs. And it also can result in fatal conditions as well. So it's extremely important to screen women for obstructive sleep apnea. Signs of obstructive sleep apnea may include excessive snoring, daytime sleepiness, or maybe even your partner might notice that you stop breathing during your sleep.
Scary, scary stuff. For women who are obese and they get pregnant, and during their pregnancy, how can a baby, their baby, be affected by their mom's obesity?
That's also a very important question. A baby has numerous effects as a result of being of a woman being obese. It has been found that obese women, their babies have an increased risk of congenital anomalies, such as neural tube defects, which is an abnormality in brain and spinal cord development. There can also be abnormalities in the heart structure, referred to as cardiovascular anomalies. And another abnormality is the cleft lip or the cleft palate. The other interesting thing that has been found is that obese women are 40% more likely to experience stillbirth compared to non-obese women. And in fact, African-American women who are obese demonstrate an even greater risk of stillbirth than white women. Women with a BMI of 50, for example, have an almost six-fold increase in the risk of stillbirth at 39 weeks. And these risks of fetal death even extend beyond the first 30 days of life.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. This morning, we're talking about obesity and weight management. In the studio with me to give us a perspective on what obesity has, the impact it has on women, we're talking to Dr. Antherica Lane. She's OBGYN at Christ Hospital. Now, let me ask you this. Now, we've all heard this. I'm eating for two, right? Many women gain weight during pregnancy. Some women struggle to keep that weight or get that weight off the rest of their life. How much weight should a woman gain during pregnancy? What's healthy and what's concerning to you as a physician?
Yes, there are some very specific guidelines in regards to weight gain in pregnancy, particularly for overweight and obese women. So overweight women are considered to have a body mass index between about 25 to about 29.9. So her total weight gain for the pregnancy should be in the range of about 15 to 25 pounds. However, for obese women with a body mass index greater than or equal to 30, their total weight gain should be limited to the range of 11 to 20 pounds. And I often have patients inquire about weight loss if they're obese during pregnancy, and pregnancy is not the time to be concerned about weight loss. It might naturally happen, though, when they begin to eat more healthy and have a more balanced diet.
Should women be exercising during pregnancy?
Yes, I think it's always a good idea to exercise during pregnancy and to remain active. I think it's a part of keeping your body prepared for the labor process. However, when you do exercise in pregnancy, the goal is not to lose weight. The goal is about your overall health. Exercise is essential to stress reduction, and we all know that pregnancy can be a very stressful process.
So, doctor, as a physician, how do you work to improve the outcomes for obese women during their reproductive years?
You know, one of the most important things is to begin to identify lifestyle modifications, and some of that includes weight control, for example, prior to conception. So even a 5 to 7% loss in the weight can make a significant improvement in a woman's health. Medications, however, for weight loss should never, ever be recommended during the time of conception or during pregnancy.
All right. Really good information. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, Dr. Antherica Lane, how can they reach out to you? I know you're always accepting new patients. How can they reach out to you?
They are welcome to call my office at 513-381-6161.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you very much.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, all morning long, we're talking about obesity and weight management. For more information or to join the conversation, visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now.